News from Bermondsey by Chiara Giordano of Suffolk News. Residents celebrate as new penthouse plan is rejected. Residents living in a Bermondsey development are celebrating after plans to build three penthouses on top of their homes were rejected by councillors. Grange Gardens residents say they have been plagued with no end of problems since moving into the development off Grange Walk in January 2012. Hazelwood Properties Limited had already converted what were originally intended to be commercial units into 15 new flats after residents moved in, before applying to build three more. The developer submitted plans to build three three-bedroom flats as a seventh storey on top of the existing privately owned flats in Block A or 1 Haven Way. Residents opposed the plans as the penthouses would have blocked out the skylights of residents currently living on the top floor of the building and would have overlooked an adjacent block of flats. Resident Susan Solomon said about 30 residents attended a planning subcommittee on Tuesday, the 28th of February, and three residents spoke at the meeting. "We were really happy with the outcome, but we're certain that they're going to appeal to the planning inspectorate," she added. Brendan Michael, whose top four flat would have been built on if the plans went ahead, said he hoped it was the last he would hear of the penthouses. "I'm very pleased that the committee listened to the arguments and decided that the effect of the application on the residents was going to be too detrimental," said Mr. Michael. "I would have been overlooked from above on my balcony and I would have lost out on a considerable amount of natural light." Ben Johnston, councillor for the Grange Ward, said, "I am delighted that the planning committee overwhelmingly rejected this application. We need more homes in Southwark, but they must be affordable and not built at the expense of existing residents, who fought hard to oppose this extra story on top of their homes. I hope the developer will now work with residents to improve Haven Way, which has many outstanding defects." The News contacted Hazelwood Properties for comment, but did not receive a response at the time of going to press.